Wellness Wednesday continues with our guest today, Marianne McCown and Vicki LaVersa from Vitality Integrated Program Services. We're talking about behavioral health in our community, outreach, as well as services that are available wraparound right here in our hometown. So we want to also emphasize during this month of lifting up social workers, there are distinct differences, Vicki, in your profession between, say, social workers, therapists, and others who might be in a position to offer someone either medical or behavioral health advice.
Right. I think the first place for individuals to start would be having an assessment, giving us a call, having an assessment. And it's at that time we discern what the individual needs, what wraparound services do they need. Do they need case management services, which impact housing, budgeting, parenting classes, anger management, things along those lines, or basic skills? Or do they need a higher advanced program that the therapist, the LCSW, would actually apply? And that addresses the mental health issues, that addresses any substance use issues. And I think there's a lot of confusion between caseworkers. You'll see those in different areas, whether it be with the state or DCFS. A lot of times those are caseworkers. There's some social workers there too, don't get me wrong. But we primarily have a lot of licensed clinical social workers that really do address the individual's needs, mental health-wise, substance use-wise, and really can move forward. Not to be confused, perhaps, with individuals that may not have the credentialing process or may not have the education. I think we have to be really careful in using kind of a consumer or buyer beware. Really, if you're going to research help, really make sure that they're utilizing some evidence-based theories rather than just winging it.
Thank you, Vicki. Of course, from the VIPs, it's important to do your homework when you're considering either for yourself or a loved one, a family member, or a friend making those recommendations. And so in this segment, we're going to follow up with you, Marianne, on ways to pay, because sometimes that holds people back from even making that first phone call, right?
Well, and that's the thing is I always like to remind everybody that Vitality takes Medicaid. We take Medicare. We take most insurances. If you don't have any of those, we also have a sliding fee scale. So don't be afraid of the cost. There are a lot of different insurances. In fact, there are even some bills right now going through our state legislature about parity, that if you if your insurance company basically pays for certain medical procedures, that they are also, hopefully, if it goes through, they would be required to also then pay for things like mental health services. Those parity bills. I'd really encourage anybody to look those up as far as what's going through the state legislature right now.
Marianne McCown and Vicki LaVersa with Vitality Integrated Program Services for complete wraparound behavioral health needs in our community. You can visit them online, and as you're making your selection, before you make your appointment, don't hesitate to visit Vitality Integrated Programs at vitalityunlimited.org. We'll be back with more here on Wellness Wednesday.